Get abstract. Knowledge compressed.
Experts claim that the most successful people aren't necessarily the most intelligent or best educated. They're the most emotionally resilient. In Emotional Habits, published by CreateSpace, peak performance coach Akash Karia discusses the 7 major habits of emotionally resilient people and explains how to integrate these behaviors into your life. Get Abstract recommends Karia's method to anyone dealing with sadness, anger, frustration, or other negative emotions. Everybody responds to stress and negativity differently. Some may isolate themselves and eat too much ice cream. Others may lash out. But successful people are emotionally resilient, and they can confront their negative emotions without being overwhelmed. Taking control of your negative emotions isn't the same thing as suppressing them. Suppression is harmful because negative emotions are part of life. Instead of stifling your emotions, develop awareness of them. People who are emotionally resilient learn to take control of the gap between a stimulus, what just happened, and how you respond to it. To master your emotions, understand and implement 7 basic habits that help give emotionally resilient people control over their feelings. The first habit is respect your emotions. Resilient people acknowledge and accept their emotions and learn to interpret their positive intentions. Wherever you are and whatever you're feeling, take time to honor this moment. Apply that sensibility to a real-life example. If someone says something mean to you, you might feel hurt or angry. How you respond will depend on factors such as what the person said, your past experiences, your personality, and more. You may get angry and yell instead of acknowledging that you're hurting. You are responsible for your emotions. You can blame other factors like the heavy traffic during your commute, but how you respond to something potentially upsetting is up to you. Recognizing that you're angry or sad is the first step. Once you're aware of your negative emotion, look for the positive intention that accompanies it. For example, you might become aggressive to protect yourself. Emotionally resilient people find the positive intentions behind their negative emotions. The second habit is adopt power postures. Your body language reflects what you're feeling inside. If you're sad, your posture will be slumped and droopy. You might frown or cry. If you're happy or proud, your shoulders are square and held high as you laugh or smile with your lips curved up. Power postures or poses occur when you take up a lot of space physically. Stand or sit up straight with your shoulders back and your feet shoulder-width apart, and breathe deeply. Within 2 minutes of adopting power postures, your confidence-boosting testosterone levels increase by 20%, and your cortisol levels, which cause stress, decrease by 25%. It's hard to feel sad when you're smiling. Practicing breathing can help you become calmer. Changing your physiology is a lifelong habit that will help you process negative emotions and become more resilient. The third habit is build your ability to focus. You react the way you do because your brain finds meaning in each stimulus response. If you change the meanings you find, you can change your responses, which will produce a different and possibly more positive emotion. Say 2 people both get fired. One proclaims that his life is over and he can't possibly find another job. The other sees it as a blessing in disguise and gives herself permission to try something new, such as switching careers or going back to school. What you pay attention to becomes your focus. To assign positive meaning to external events, adjust your focus. If you focus on how great things are, you'll think life is swell and you'll notice more positive development. The reverse is also true. The fourth habit is change your beliefs. Resilient people can change or mold their beliefs, and they respond to external stimuli in different ways. Your beliefs are so powerful that they affect you physically. For example, consider the placebo effect. Patients who take a placebo, a fake or ineffective pill or treatment, often feel better simply because they expect to feel better. If you're fearful or anxious, you may feel physically sick. If you're content or happy, you will feel better. The fifth habit is use the hidden power of questions. Emotionally resilient people understand how to use questions to improve themselves. Be aware that loaded questions such as, "Why is life so unfair?" set you up for a negative response. Even if these assumptions aren't true, your brain will seek a response that fits. If you find yourself asking a question with a negative presupposition, make the conscious decision to challenge it. Alternative questions include, "What can I learn from this?" and "How can I use those lessons to be successful?" These alternatives encourage positive thinking and forward momentum. The sixth habit is develop positive self-talk and inner movies. Think back to childhood. Perhaps some pleasant memories come to mind. Others may be more painful. Emotionally resilient people don't try to suppress or erase their memories. Emotionally, your brain recreates memories through three senses: visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. For example, if you're angry, your brain will see an image in your head associated with that feeling. Your brain will also hear irate phrases that you may internally repeat to yourself. You may possibly sense anger in other people through a feeling, almost like physical touch. Try practicing what your brain sees, hears, and touches. If you experiment with your movie controls, you can diminish the impact of negative events. Think of something negative. Ask yourself if the picture is black and white or color. Try switching to the opposite format to see if that dampens your emotions. Try adjusting the brightness. Look at the space around the memory. Can you push it farther away if it's too close? Try to manipulate your association with the memory. Pretend it's on a movie theater screen to gain some distance. Manipulate the focus by making it clearer or blurrier. See how that affects your memory. You can also learn to manipulate auditory cues. Think about the words you're hearing. Instead of thinking, "I'm such an idiot for failing," use more positive words like, "I'm glad I made that mistake because now I'll never make it again." You can substitute silly phrases or ideas that make you smile to take the steam out of negative phrases. Physical and emotional memories have a kinesthetic aspect. You can adjust your kinesthetic memories by changing the intensity, pressure, and location of any sensation. If your memories are intense, think of an imaginary dial you can turn to lower the intensity or strengthen your view of positive memories. If you feel the pressure or weight of a situation, imagine having a balloon that could relieve the pressure. The final habit is controlling the ABC loop. The A stands for antecedent or stimulus, B stands for behavior, and C stands for consequence. To see the ABC loop in action, consider Arthur Akashkaria's experience. As a teenager, he had problems managing his anger and would end up in physical fights. The fight would start with some other boy making fun or saying something that embarrassed him, which made him angry. That was the antecedent. His behavior was to hit the other boy. The consequence was that his teachers would punish him. Karia credits pediatric neurosurgeon and U.S. cabinet member Ben Carson's book, Gifted Hands, with helping him overcome his anger. Ask yourself if you can change anger's antecedent. For example, if you're dieting, removing chocolate from your house makes sense. If anger management is a problem, instead of clenching your fists, strike an alternative pose and breathe slowly to release tension. If you change the antecedent or actions, you can change and control the emotional consequence.
For more summaries on this and other topics, visit getabstract.com.